San Francisco, glistening in the mist, my enchanted city. It's been a long time since I've seen you. 5 long years. Or is it 5 centuries? Time passes quickly. Do you remember me? I remember you. And the first morning we ever docked here, took one look at that skyline, just like a backdrop in a play, and it was love at first sight. Love that has never faltered. One step ever since. My heart raced wildly, for somehow I knew that all the things I ever wanted were here with you, that all my bright dreams were waiting to greet me. You opened up your arms, and you took me in. You with the shining face, you were mine. I was no stranger. Here were my hills of home, my hills of heaven. You brought me peace, serenity, hope, promise, contentment, a feeling of safeness. And you brought me love. Yes, you brought me love, San Francisco. Surely you must remember her. Her skin was as white as alabaster, and her hair was as black as the blackest night I ever saw. Every word she spoke was like a hypnotic spell, numbing reality, leaving only the dreams we wanted to come true. Important words were left unsaid. We both understood. Those mornings, early mornings from Twin Peaks and Telegraph Hill, the islands silhouetted against the sky, watching the dawn break and my heart break with it. For life began and life ended, because I had to say goodbye. But I'm back now, San Francisco. I've come back to find her. You must help me. Help me. You're hiding her somewhere. In your hills, your dales, in our secret rendezvous, or perhaps one of the other favorite haunts we used to know. She loves you, San Francisco. She loves you the same as I do. She must be here. She's got to be here. Lead me to her. Show me the way. Show me the way. And I promise I'll never leave you again. Not ever. I think of you, and I think of all things beautiful. I think of springs that are endless, of palaces and kings and carousels and children playing in the park. I think of picking holly the Sunday before Christmas, and a friendly fire lighting up the room. And there's laughter, and the music of happy footsteps on the stair, and frost on the ground, and stars dripping from the sky. I think of white gardenias and candlelight, the rustle of taffeta and white crisp organdy, and the very faintest suggestion of perfume. Something like rain-swept hills. And I think of a choir and the bells of old St. Mary's tolling at eventide. When I think of all things beautiful, think of you. With the world standing still, and there'll be only you and me and our dreams forever. Yes, when I think of all things beautiful, and often I do, but when I do, oh, when I do, my darling, I think of you.
Shadows, nothing but shadows, bending low with memories. I hear weird music with a pulsing beat, and I see faces searching, staring from behind blue windows. It looks vaguely familiar. Been here before. Hello. I'm so sorry. It's so dark here, I didn't see you. No, I can't quite remember your face. Step under the lamplight, will you? Oh, yes, I recognize you now. You're that castle in Spain with rooms full of wishes, all of them destined to come true. Gee, it's great seeing you. Pardon just a moment. Well, how nice to see you. Of course I remember you. You're that fabulous shack on the hill with a built-in view, crooked chimney, and the funny wooden stairs, and a big overgrown elm that refuses to be anything but green. 1 foot from heaven, the sign said. I remember you well. It's been a long time. A long time. I can't tell you how great it is to see you all again. I've been waiting for this moment almost 5 years. Oh, I know I was a fool to leave. It was something there's no accounting for. Why? I don't know why I ever left you or her. Sometimes one loses his head as well as his heart. Well, the most important thing is I'm here now, and you don't know how wonderful it is to find that you've been standing by all of this time? You understand, I know, how situations can be beyond your control. You do understand, don't you? Why are you running? Don't go. Come back. Come back. Come back! I only wish I could remember how many times I've rehearsed what I'll say when we meet again. I really can't count them. I don't know where we'll meet, or when, or how. I can only imagine. All I know is that I will have been looking, wanting, hoping, with a growing emptiness inside. And then one day, for no reason, there'll be a magic moment. I'll see a stranger on the street, a so-called stranger. And I'll say, "Pardon me, how is everything? Oh, I'm so sorry you don't remember me." But I'll think to myself, "I'm the one who loves you." And everything I feel inside will keep me from saying it. And you will say, "Where have we met before?" Very shy-like. And I'll pretend I don't remember. And I'll say, "I can't quite remember, but you do look familiar. And incidentally, very enchanting. Was it Golden Gate Park? Or was it a cable car? Or maybe that restaurant on Fisherman's Wharf?" And my heart will be up in my throat, and I won't even be able to utter my name. And then I will touch your arm ever so lightly, and all of a sudden your face will light up like a thousand candles, and you will say, "I remember," and you won't say another word. And at that moment, it'll be heaven here on earth, or maybe we'll be lifted up to the heavens. I don't know which it will be, but I do know there'll be no more reason for words, just silence, broken by an occasional sigh, with your hand in mine, and we'll walk off into the sunset, just like nothing ever happened. I'll find you. I'll find you. Nothing in this world can keep us apart. I'll find you. That's what I came back to do.